In this StoryCorps conversation, we'll hear from a daughter who wanted to interview her mom to say thank you for not giving up on her. In 1972, Sarah Churchill was pregnant with her third child, and shortly after giving birth, doctors told her the baby had a rare genetic disorder that causes bones to break under the slightest pressure. That baby, whose name is Yomi, is now 45 years old, and at StoryCorps, her mom told her about the night she was born.
Your skull was fractured, your arms, your ribs, your legs, and they said that you would probably die during the night. So the best thing would be to leave you at the hospital, but there was no way that I was going to leave you there. And they had a rocking chair, and I would sit there and hold you. And I remember our hearts touched each other. I used to always say, we have one heart, you and I.
So what was it like caring for me throughout the years?
Well, I remember giving you a bath, and you turned your arm, and I heard it.
The bone snap?
Yeah. And you were crying, I'm crying.
I used to keep track of my fractures, but then they just got out of control. I would fall, or I remember one time one of my sisters dropped an orange on me, and that broke something. I mean, you could look at me too hard, and I would break. So I have my down periods, but I don't always have to articulate every single thing because you get it. You understand. You know, one of my regrets is that I didn't have my own children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the biggest desires for wanting to mother is to be able to carry on this legacy of love that you started with me. You tell me often that you believe I picked you.
I think children come as a gift to their parent.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I also feel like you picked me. If you had walked away and left me there when I was born, nobody would have looked askance.
But I felt that you were a part of me. So I knew that I made the right decision.
And I've always admired you for that.
It was my honor.
Sarah Churchill being interviewed by her daughter Yomi Rong at a StoryCorps booth in San Francisco. Yomi currently works to ensure people with disabilities receive equal access to hospitals and clinics in Northern California.